This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
All right, you guys, Adam Hawk is now my new EP. I just want to let you guys know, Adam Hawk being my new EP, he decided to choose my show in this kitchen, in this room, over the Jim Rome show. He wanted to go back to the roots. He wanted to go back to the basics. He knew who the king was. He knows who the king is. This guy. Also, I drank way too much Shasta soda tonight. And when I found out Adam Hawk, I left the Jim Rome show, I had to watch the clip. And I had to make up a clickbaity title just to get you all to view. But all I do want to talk about Adam Hawk. He is honestly one of my favorite parts of the Jim Rome show. He's been on there for the last 5 years, and he's just fun, and ridiculous. But that's why I like him. He's a ridiculous dude. I don't know how he gets through his day-to-day life. It's quite impressive, to be honest. And so I'm here for you, clones. I'm here for you. I want to talk about Adam Hawk because I'm a big fan of Adam Hawk. I have been for a long time. I found out he left today. I was like, what kind of garbage is this? Why would you leave Rome? The Jim Rome show is an incredible show. Like, it's one of my favorite sports shows. In fact, it's probably the only one I really ever listen to anymore. That and Colin Cowherd. But Colin Cowherd's a little, I don't know, his takes always feel a little fake. He's still an intelligent guy. I like him when he's got Nick Wright on. That's about it. But Colin Cowherd, for the most part, is decent. But I'm all about Jim Rome, baby. It's all about Romy. And Rome, he has, first off, he's one of, so there's a few inspirations I have for doing this show. Jim Rome is one of them. Conan O'Brien. My dad a little bit is in there. I never liked my dad's style. I thought he was a little too, what do you call it? I don't know. It's a little too official. I don't know. He always, anyway, but the people I really emulate the most though are like Jerry Seinfeld, Conan O'Brien. I don't try to fully emulate them. I just try to take bits and pieces I like from their routines and just what they do. And take it and merge it into a style of its own. But they're the best at what they do. Jim Rome, Colin Cowherd's pretty good. I do like to emulate him. But yeah, Jim Rome's my favorite. Conan, for comedy, I love his comedic style. I think I have a very similar comedic style to Mr. Conan O'Brien. But really excited, though. Just really excited, though. I think I was a little disappointed, but at the same time, I also thought about it this way. It's like, dude, the guy has brought comedy gold to the Jim Rome show for the last 5 years. He's also been the executive producer. He's kept the show going and running. And in my opinion, he's done a hell of a job. I think he is probably the best EP you could ever ask for. He kept the show entertaining. Tennis Tinder is still one of my favorite Adam Hawk clips where he got on. And Jim Rome talked about Adam Hawk going on a tennis dating website, essentially, and finding old men to play against, some random old men to play at random tennis courts. And he would get his ass beat by like old dudes at the game of tennis. And Jim Rome was just like, dude, this is weird. It was beautiful content. I was rolling on the floor laughing the first time I ever heard about Tennis Tinder, and I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. So, yeah, he was meeting old men. He likes to meet men online. I like to meet men online and play tennis against them. Honestly, makes sense to me. I don't know. Yeah, Adam Hawk leaving the Jim Rome show is a little disappointing. I don't know if I could actually play the actual video clip. I don't know what the restrictions are with CBS, but I'll play the audio. We'll kind of just take it from there. Radio show anyway. Jim Rome, Adam Hawk. I watched it earlier, but I didn't get the full scope of it. I was kind of barely paying attention. But yeah, it's a little disappointing. So listen to it for a bit.
Before you peace out back to Wisco, any chance that you can drop a hint about the Sparrows' whereabouts? Respectfully, the Clones. I absolutely can. And he's much closer than you think. Very interesting that you would ask. All right, so today is officially Adam Hawk's final day on the program. Adam and I were chopping it up recently, and we were talking about the future. And he let me know at that point that he had been thinking about his own future. And he had been thinking about where he wanted to go with his life and his career professionally, where he wanted to go personally.
Yeah, I'm interested to see kind of where he goes.
And Adam had given it significant thought and let me know.
Pause this real quick. I think Adam Hawk, I remember he was talking about he wanted to get more into the beer industry. He was already kind of had his own. He's kind of an entrepreneur already. He sells golf clothing. I think he has his own line of beer. I think it's like an IPA. Adam Hawk is definitely a super hipster, and it's funny as hell, though. Let's continue.
Know that it was time for him to try the next thing, that it was time for him to move on with his journey and his career. And I want to repeat right now what I said to him when he told me that. And he came at it from the best place imaginable and just said, it's just time. It's time for me to do this. And what I said to him then, I want to say right now, I appreciate that very much. I respect that very much. I appreciate you, Adam, personally very much. This is not an easy gig. We go hard. Not everybody is built for this gig. But you did a hell of a job. You were a great producer. You were a great steward of the program. You were great with the Clones. You were great for me to work with. You did a tremendous job of repping this show, of repping me, and of repping Clone Nation. So I respect this decision very much. I appreciate you, and I want to thank you for everything you did. You had a hell of a run. The show is better for your time being here, and I like to think that you're better for being here as well. So I appreciate you. I appreciate the time you put in. I want to thank you for all of that, and I want to wish you all the luck in the world with whatever it is you choose to do going forward. And know this, you will always be extremely well thought of around here and welcome around here. And sure enough, he is here. Adam Hawk. What's up, dude?
Adam Hawk, baby.
Jim, it is
the goat.
Such a pleasure and honor and just a really bittersweet moment that's kind of washing over me right now.
I'm watching that a little bit later. But yeah, just basically for the record, Adam Hawk is a beast. He's been on there. I mean, look, if he sucked, he wouldn't have been on there for as long as he had been. Rome loves the guy. And, you know, I was shocked to see Adam Hawk make this decision. You know, they did say, though, someone once said, we're all going to be working for Adam Hawk. So, no, Adam Hawk works for me, though, deep down. Adam Hawk, I need an EP, by the way, and I hope you will live on intern salary. And by that, I mean I'll pay you nothing and I will abuse the hell out of you. No, but Adam Hawk's the best, man. I love him. And it's sad. I think he's a great EP. He brings a lot of fun content, too, to the show. He almost is kind of like a weird sidekick to Rome in a lot of ways. So it was interesting to see him go. It was actually surprising to see him go, too. I just did not expect him to leave so abruptly. You know, I don't even think this... When I saw the clip today on YouTube, I was, like, blown away. I was like, where's this coming from, Rome? Why is Adam Hawk leaving? So I guess he's also leaving on good terms. You know, it's not like he's leaving out of anger. He just said, I need to move on with my life. I got to figure out a different path, you know. And he's an entrepreneur. Deep down, I respect Adam Hawk. He's a smart businessman, and he's a hell of an executive producer. I think whatever he's doing next, he's going to do really well. So I'm excited to see where my boy Sparrow goes. No, he's incredible, though. It'll be fun to see what he pulls off next. A lot of my favorite moments from Adam Hawk, man, it really is a shocker. I thought for the 5 years he was there, I thought he'd be there another five. He's doing so well. But he just decided to call it quits. You know, he's like, look, I got to quit. I got other things to do. I think he's doing really well in his life. Well enough to where, you know, he's making a sizable amount of money, and he's probably made a shit ton of money being the EP for the Jim Rome show, so probably has enough to retire. I don't know. Depends on how frugal of a guy he is. You know what I mean? So I remember a lot of his clips where he is actually a frugal bastard. He was like driving a really old car, being cheap as shit. I'm the same way, so I totally get it. So Adam Hawk and I are like kindred spirits. I love the Sparrow. He's the goat. But no, I'm excited to see where my boy goes. So if anybody's got any comments, wants to chime in, talk about my boy Adam Hawk. Yeah, no, he's not going to be the EP for me. I wish he was the EP. I wish he was my executive producer because he'd make this show a lot better, the show that I'm doing. But I got to admit, I got good camera, decent microphone. I got the right settings. You got to make sure that the settings are right. And all I can do is just be me, you know, be as professional. No, non-professional. I'm not professional at all. But just be as me as I can be. You know, that's the goal. Drink my Shasta soda and talk about investing principles and, you know, just be true to thine own self, I guess you could say. But I am excited to see where my boy Adam Hawk ends up going, what he ends up doing. It's an interesting time, I gotta admit, man. Go Hawk. Go Hawks. But, yeah. So, keep an eye out. And, you know, watch the clip, too. I'll try to link it in the description. Actually, I'll link it right now. Fuck it. Let me link it right now. I didn't even bother linking it when I did the description for the show originally. But yeah, you can link. I'll show you the full clip that you could just link to. I think somebody pirated the clip. I don't know. So I don't know how long it'll be on the on the YouTubes, but source clip. There we go. Added it to the description just now, you clones. Start calling my crowd the clones. I don't know if Jim Rome's trademarked the clones. trademark. I don't know if he's trademarked it. I guess I could start calling all my people the clones, all my viewers the clones, but my live stream's being a piece of shit on me. You guys could probably still see me, but yeah, I want to leave off on a positive note. Adam Hawk, I want to thank you for providing loads of entertainment. I was watching the Jim Rome show a lot when I was going through a dark time in my life. Some dark times, a lot of good times too. It helped me realize just how much I love life, and it's a show that even though it's a sports show, it gets you thinking about certain things. You know what I mean? And Rome has a way of getting to you. You know, do better, be better, think better. You know, he definitely embodies. Jim Rome definitely embodies a lot of the Mamba mentality, in my opinion, the hard work ethic, you know. And so does Adam Hawk, man. Adam Hawk, I think, is going to do really well in whatever ventures he's about ready to do. I'm proud of him, man. Proud of him. So go, Adam Hawk. I cannot wait to see what you end up pulling off, my friend. It's been so much fun watching you over the years, and you made the Jim Rome show entertaining and exciting, and I just can't wait to see what your next chapter is, buddy. All right. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys later, and thank you guys for always tuning in. I appreciate it, and we'll see you out there and see you on the other side. Go Adam Hawk, wherever you may be, wherever you may go.